I'm 31st of July, end of this month, I'm due.
Yeah.
It's number six for me. Midwife comes in every, no, 3 weeks or once a fortnight, something like that. But they take you out for ultrasounds and stuff, yeah. You don't really get the support in here. Like midwives and that, when you have a baby, like with my friend, she didn't... I asked today, the midwife's supposed to be coming in once a week, I asked, and but there hasn't been a midwife here for that I've seen since I've been in here that comes in to check the baby, check on the babies and that for about a couple of weeks. I haven't seen a midwife come in. There's a separate one that comes in to medical to check on all the pregnant ladies, but the ones that come out to check on the babies, newborn babies, I haven't seen one of those come out yet. There's another girl, she's due in September, and there's me, and yeah, I think that's it.
Do you know whether it's going to be a baby boy or girl?
Boy. Troy Lee Philip Bays.
What programs are you doing inside to get yourself ready in 4 months to get out?
Nothing at the moment because I've got to wait for parole. Yeah, I'm on remand as well as parole. I've got to wait until court to get that out of the way, and then my parole will, yeah, they'll bridge my parole.
Right. And so then you've got to come back in and finish your parole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know where you're going to be staying when you get out?
Probably back in Morwell at my mum's.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, hopefully with baby, I'll probably get help with housing and stuff, my own place and stuff like that. But you can't do anything until you're sentenced. And because I'm on remand, and then I've got to wait for my parole to come through to be breached. So if you're on remand, you can't get help with nothing, basically.
They don't offer you no programs on remand. You have to wait till you're sentenced.
Yeah.
Mm, so how long can you be waiting for?
As long as the court decides to adjourn it.